KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In high school sports, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced the regional golf pairings for this spring. They did that yesterday afternoon. First round regionals in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A will be held on Monday, May 18th, with the regional finals on Tuesday, May 26th. The first round regional locations look like this. A lot of teams in this area in Class 3A. Region 2A will play at the Red Oak Country Club, including Atlantic, Clarinda, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Valley, and West Central Valley among those teams. Also in Class 2A, the Willow Vale Golf Club in Maple Valley will host teams like AHSTW, St. Albert, Tri-Center, Underwood, and Missouri Valley. Also in Class 2A, the Cedar Point Golf Course at Ogden will be hosting teams including Audubon, IKM Manning, Panorama as that first-round regional action. Also in Class 2A, the Van Meter Lakeview Country Club will host teams like Nottoway Valley and Southwest Valley and Trainer for the first round of regionals. In Class 1A, at the Dunlap Golf Course, Boyer Valley will be the host school, and they'll be hosting teams like Heartland Christian, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, and Woodbine. Also in Class 1A, Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida will be the home site, as CAM will host teams including Bedford, East Mills, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Lennox, and Nishnabotna. And in Class 4A, the Lake Creek Country Club at Storm Lake will host first-round regional action. Among the teams participating there, Carroll, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, and Lewis Central from this area. Iowa State guard Naz Long will have arthroscopic surgery performed on his right hip today, or on Thursday, May 7th, rather. That surgery will replicate the previous procedure that was performed on April 1st on his left hip, alleviating some chronic pain that worsened throughout his junior season. That surgery will again be performed by Dr. Brian Warm at the Mary Greeley Hospital in Ames, and the recovery time is expected to be 3 to 5 months. Iowa State men's basketball athletic trainer Vic Miller says that Long's recovery from his first surgery has gone well. Long says he looks forward to getting the surgeries behind him and becoming an even bigger threat on the court. Well, the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlsby, says he believes the conference will move toward having a championship football game because not having one puts it at a disadvantage when it comes to placing teams in the college football playoff. Bowlsby says he spoke with Selection Committee Chairman Jeff Long this week during the college football playoff meetings in North Texas and came away convinced that not having a conference championship game to end the season will continue to be a problem for the league. The Big 12 is the lone Big 5 conference that has only 10 teams and does not have a title game. Baylor and TCU tied for the Big 12 title last season, but were both jumped by Ohio State in the final playoff committee rankings. The College Football Playoff Management Committee approved having weekly rankings again this season. However, the CPF has put off making a decision on how to incorporate the Army-Navy game into the final rankings when the game is played after Selection Sunday. The Selection Committee's first top 25 will be released on November 3rd after the ninth week of the season. The final rankings will be released on December 6th. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Peter Borges hit a game-tying RBI triple and then scored the go-ahead run by beating the throw home on an infield tapper to fuel a four-run fifth inning in the St. Louis Cardinals' 5-2 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies last night. Carlos Martinez allowed two runs in six innings, and Matt Adams doubled twice with an RBI. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 8-3, Miami over New York 7-3, Washington beat Atlanta 13-4, it was Pittsburgh over Chicago 8-1, Arizona beat Colorado 9-1, and the L.A. Dodgers over San Francisco 7-3. Jason Kipnis homered and drove in four runs to help the Cleveland Indians snap a four-game losing streak with a 7-5 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. Kipnis hit a three-run homer, his first since July 31st of last season in the third inning, and then capped another three-run rally in the sixth with an RBI grounder. Michael Bourne's double gave Cleveland the lead. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Tampa Bay over the New York Yankees in 13 innings, 3-2. Detroit beat Minnesota 10-7. Baltimore over Chicago 8-2. Boston beat Toronto 4-1. Seattle over Texas 5-2. And the LA Angels beat Oakland 6-3. In interleague play, Houston a winner over San Diego by a final of 7-2. Well, the Memphis Grizzlies have advanced to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals for the third time in 5 years. Marc Gasol had 26 points and 14 rebounds as the Grizzlies closed out their opening round series in 5 games, beating Portland 99-93 last night. Courtney Lee finished with 20 points for the Grizzlies, who lost only Game 4 of the series to earn the right to take on the top seed Golden State. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Hawks have ended a two-game skid and grabbed a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Al Horford shook off a dislocated finger to score 20 points as the top-seeded Hawks downed the New Jersey Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, 107-97 in Atlanta. Jeff Teague also had 20 points and delivered a pair of late baskets after the Hawks blew most of a 17-point lead. Those two teams will battle again on Friday. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning have earned the right to take on the Montreal Canadiens in the second round of the NHL's Eastern Conference playoffs. Ben Bishop turned back 31 shots in the first game 7 of his career to lead the Lightning's 2-0 shutout of the Detroit Red Wings. Bishop kept the Wings off the scoreboard while Tampa Bay was being outshot 14-7 in the first period. It remained scoreless until Braden Coburn scored 3:58 into the final period. Bishop helped the Lightning clinch the victory by assisting on Anton Strahlman's empty netter with a minute 18 left. Tampa Bay advanced despite Steven Stamkos, who failed to score while taking 22 shots in that series. However, Stamkos was a plus 2 in the clincher last night. And American Pharoah was made the early 5-2 favorite and drew the number 18 post for the 141st Kentucky Derby on Saturday at Churchill Downs. American Pharoah comes into the Derby having won the Arkansas Derby by 8 lengths. Undefeated Dortmund drew the number 8 post and is a 3-1 for the 1.25-mile race. That gives trainer Bob Baffert the top two choices on the morning line for Saturday's Classic. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.